March 4th, 2015. Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." The hope of your nation is to see issues more clearly and not so much on a partisan level. Unfortunately, this is not so, as sins such as abortion and sodomy are now political issues. It is a still more grave mistake to make world peace and security a political issue. This country has the influence and the power to direct efforts away from disaster. Instead, truth is losing out to political agendas and reputation. You are placing your hope for a secure future on evil forces converting to good. Instead, place your trust in God's wisdom to lead you around certain disaster. Lives and souls are being lost as confusion reigns in the hearts of leaders. You condone evil and oppose what is just and good. You are deceived in following a path of hopelessness. Once again, I call the remnant faithful to rally around the truth which leads to victory over evil. I need your concerned prayers and sacrifices so that grace can intervene. Pray that personal agendas and self-aggrandizement be set aside. Pray that authority acts wisely towards the welfare of the world. A note is given to read Wisdom chapter 6, 1 through 9. The synopsis, reminder of God to leaders of the world that their authority is granted by God, and so their judgments and decisions regarding those they lead are scrutinized according to God's commandments, and if they are in union with God's will. Because the Lord shows no partiality nor fears greatness, a rigorous scrutiny applies to those leaders who abuse their authority. Therefore, prayer should be addressed to leaders that they learn God's wisdom. Listen, therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God, he will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor show deference to greatness, because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. To you then, O monarchs, my words are directed, that you may learn wisdom and not transgress. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.